Page 99. Unforgettable Musicians. Elvis Presley. Elvis Aaron Presley was born on January the 8th, 1935. He was very close to his parents and grew up in a poor home. His parents moved a lot in a search of a better life. Elvis was greatly influenced by blues music. Probably his most important gift was a guitar he got when he was 11. He met Priscilla, his future wife, when she was only 14, and they married about 7 years later. They had one daughter, Lisa Marie, together. Elvis composed many world-famous songs, including Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog, Blue Suede Shoes, Love Me Tender, and Heartbreak Hotel. Elvis was, and still is, known as the King of Rock and Roll. Elvis lived in a mansion called Graceland. It is in the state of Tennessee in the United States. Today, Graceland is a very famous museum. A lot of people visit this museum every year. Elvis's fame was so overwhelming that the media and the public watched every move he made. In the end, he became addicted to the drugs that finally led to his death. Elvis Presley died on August 16th, 1977, and was buried in the Garden of Graceland. Page 100. ABBA. ABBA was a band from Sweden that became world famous when they won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974 with the song Waterloo. Four people were in the band, two men and two women, who later became two married couples. Benny, Bjorn, Agnetha and Annifrid used their initials to create the name for their band. The band had many hit songs during the years they played together, including Dancing Queen, Waterloo and Mamma Mia. The band started to dissolve in 1982 and both couples got divorced. Many years later, Benny and Bjorn wrote the musical Mamma Mia that was performed in London for several years. The musical was based on many of the popular songs the band composed during their time together. The success of the musical gave the opportunity to make the movie Mamma Mia, which was also a big hit. The Beatles. The Beatles was a band of four young men formed in 1957 in Liverpool, England. They were Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison and John Lennon. McCartney and Lennon wrote most of the Beatles' songs. Some of the group's most popular songs are Yesterday, Can't Buy Me Love, Hey Jude and A Hard Day's Night. Their success began in 1963. This success was more like complete hysteria and often called Beatlemania. Teenage girls were so crazy about the Beatles that they screamed, cried and even fainted when they saw them. Page 101. It wasn't only teenage girls who were crazy about the Beatles. One man went mad and killed John Lennon in 1980 outside his house in New York. Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, created a monument for him on the island of Vede that lights high in the sky each year from 9th October, his birthday, until 8th December, the day he was killed. The monument signifies peace and is called the Imagine Peace Tower, which comes from the song Imagine that Lennon wrote. The death of the Beatles' manager in 1967 was the beginning of the end for the band. In 1970, their split was made official and each member started to work on their solo careers. The Beatles' legacy still influences musicians all over the world.
Madonna. Madonna was born in August 1958. She was the third of six siblings. Her full name is Madonna Louise Ciccone. Madonna is one of the most successful singers ever. She exploded onto the music scene in 1983, quickly becoming a pop icon. Since then, she has earned a reputation as a serious musician. Madonna began her career in entertainment when she moved to New York to seek her fame and fortune. She started singing with various New York groups. This opened doors for her to create a solo career. Madonna is a world-famous entertainer who loves to shock the world with her behaviour. She's always had things her way. Some of her most famous songs are Like a Virgin, Material Girl, Papa Don't Preach, and Like a Prayer. Page 102. As well as a successful music career, Madonna has acted in hit Hollywood movies and won a Golden Globe Award for her role in Evita. She's also appeared on stage in London's West End and published children's books. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles in 1926. Her career as an actress and singer made her an icon of the 20th century. Her trademark look helped her become one of Hollywood's most famous actresses. She was known for her beautiful face, and she had a birthmark on her cheek that young girls painted on their faces to look like her. Monroe was under a lot of pressure from the media and her fans. Despite her fame and fortune, she seems to have had some difficulties in her life. She committed suicide in 1962. Marilyn Monroe had a poor childhood and grew up in foster homes and orphanages. She married at 16 to escape life in government care, but divorced 4 years later. In 1946, she joined a modelling agency and took singing and acting lessons. She changed her name to Marilyn Monroe and spent 7 years acting in films and modelling. In 1953, she got the opportunity to be in the film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, in which she performed Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. After that performance, she became a Hollywood superstar, famous for her acting and singing, but also for her good looks. She won the Golden Globe Award in 1959 for Some Like It Hot. She married twice, first to the great baseball player Joe DiMaggio, and then to playwright Arthur Miller. Monroe's looks and personality have inspired generations of performers since her death. Page 103. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was born in 1958 and became famous as a young boy with his family band, the Jackson 5. After his time with the Jackson 5, his solo career took off. He was called the King of Pop, and his music has become classic. Jackson wasn't only known for his fantastic songs, but also for his complicated dance techniques, for example, the moonwalk. He was a true icon of pop culture and influenced many of today's top stars. Some of his best songs are Thriller, Billie Jean, and Beat It. His awards through the years are proof of his unbelievable success. He won the World Music Awards Best-Selling Pop Male Artist of the Millennium and was the American Music Awards Artist of the Century. His album Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. A magazine named him the most popular artist in the history of show business. Even though his success was great in music, his personal life was troubled. He was greatly criticised for his many plastic surgeries. It was also believed he had lightened his skin to look white, although Jackson himself always claimed he had a skin disease. Michael Jackson died in 2009 at the age of 50. He's believed to have taken an overdose of painkillers.
Page 104. Björk. Björk is probably Iceland's most famous musician. She's a singer and a composer. She became famous in Iceland at a young age. She was only 12 years old when she recorded her first album, titled simply Björk. She has been in many bands, and her music is always very different from what one usually hears. Before she became famous as a solo artist, she was in a band, Sigurmolarnir, known as the Sugar Cubes abroad. When the Sugar Cubes split up, she launched her solo career. Her first solo album for the international market was Debut, and it made her famous all over the world. The year after the album was released, she won the 2 Brit Awards, Best International Female and Best International Newcomer. She has been nominated many times since and won many different awards. She played a leading role in the movie Dancer in the Dark and won Best Actress at the Cannes Film Festival. Björk was nominated for an Oscar, and she came to the Academy Awards wearing a swan dress. This was in 2001, and she is still remembered for that dress. She hid 6 eggs under the dress and then dropped them on the red carpet. It looked like she was a swan laying eggs. Björk was born on November 21st, 1965.